A plan by rapid package shipper UPS to furlough Anchorage-based pilots is meeting resistance with the help of Alaska's elected officials. Earlier this year, UPS announced plans to furlough some 300 pilots nationally, citing a company-wide cost-cutting regime. Almost all the pilots affected, 262 of them, were based out of the company's Anchorage hub. Because the furloughs affect the pilots with the least seniority, and the recently established Anchorage hub has the greatest number of junior pilots. Pilots are fighting the move. Bob Thrush, president of the Independent Pilots Association, says UPS has gone back on its word.
We're very concerned that UPS reneged on a commitment to the pilots. You know, when every one of us came to work here, they basically told us, tear up your resume. This is the last job you're ever going to have or need. And they're reneging on that commitment.
Alaska Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski have put pressure on UPS to reconsider, and Alaska Governor Sean Parnell and Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan have contacted UPS officials on the issue. So far, about 109 UPS pilots from Anchorage have already lost their jobs. The remaining pilots are slated to lose their jobs by the end of next March. Thrush says the furloughs were not necessary because the pilots initially volunteered shift and vacation pay cuts to head off the furloughs.
We had a voluntary program to save these jobs. We had $131 million in savings on the table, and we'd like to see some reasonable solution where these people wouldn't have to be furloughed. We're in a situation right now where UPS is struggling to cover all the flying they have every day because of short staffing, but they're telling us they're going to continue to lay off more pilots.
Many of the affected pilots have homes in Anchorage. IPA spokesman Brian Godet says if the UPS plan goes through, the pilots could be furloughed through 2014, and that could mean lost revenues of up to $61 million for the city and the state. But UPS spokesman Mike Monjo, speaking from Louisville, Kentucky, says there are some changes coming.
Because of the improving business conditions, the good news is that UPS will actually be reducing its pilot furlough. Our plan initially was to furlough about 300. That number is now down to 230. It's important to understand those are temporary furloughs. We will bring those pilots back to UPS when business conditions allow.
Thrush says if UPS decides to rehire any pilots, regulations demand that the furloughed pilots be offered their jobs back first. Monjo says UPS's second quarter earnings indicate a 40% increase in Asian exports, and that growth could extend to Alaska.
As business starts to rebound from the recession, we are actually doing very well in our Anchorage operation and plan to backfill any pilots who are furloughed out of Anchorage with more senior pilots from elsewhere in our network. And actually, by the end of 2010, we will grow our Anchorage pilot base by about 50 people. That growth will also translate to about 75 new package handling jobs at our Anchorage gateway. We certainly hope to return our pilots back to work as soon as business conditions allow. When we bring them back to UPS, most likely we will bring them back to work in Anchorage, yes.
The State House Transportation Committee is getting involved in the issue. A hearing on the UPS layoffs is scheduled for Tuesday morning at 9 in Anchorage to question UPS officials about the plan. UPS has 1,000 employees in Alaska and spends $328 million a year to run its operations in the state.